You're listening to Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable, made for the people who want to make the most out of their crypto journey, with the mission of breaking down barriers to mass adoption of blockchain technology. This podcast is brought to you by the folks at Ferrum Network. All information in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. The information contained in or provided in this podcast is not intended to be and does not constitute financial advice, investment advice, trading advice, or any other advice.
Hello and welcome. My name is Joe Robinson. I'm with the marketing team here at the Ferrum Network, and I'm here today with Tom Fraczak, who is calling in from Poland. He is our lead in marketing. He's the director of marketing, and he's doing a tremendous job for us. He started the Meet the Team series, Ferrum Academy, Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable, and he is doing more than I think five people should be doing behind the scenes for Ferrum. He's just doing a tremendous job. So today we're going to take the time to get to know the real Tom behind the scenes. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi, hey Joe. I'm great. I'm great. It's just a little bit weird because I'm usually on the other side. Well, I was usually on the other side, and I was asking those questions, so I just feel a little bit, you know, like, oh my god, how am I gonna do? But I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much. And yeah, I think everyone at Ferrum is ultra hardworking, and everyone's literally doing work of like you know, tens of people. So that's definitely. Yeah, there's definitely something to be proud of, that the team's actually so strong.
And definitely, Ferrum's a very hardworking team. It's really impressive to watch, being new to the team. I wanted to get an idea, well, first question really to kick this off, of how did you get involved with cryptocurrency, and like what's your story around that?
Yeah. I think it's pretty similar to everyone's story, really. You know, crypto has been out in the digital world for around 10 years, and everyone heard of Bitcoin pretty much when it first started, like around 2009, 2010. But I wasn't jumping on it straight away. I was very skeptical. I thought it's just like a little Ponzi scheme, you know, online. And I didn't really do much about it. And I was just reading the news, the news. Every single time crypto was being mentioned in the news, and it's pretty similar nowadays as well. It's usually when it's bear market. It's usually when projects are big projects are going down and people losing money. So I think that's just one of the reasons that crypto is just not getting mass adopted just yet, because there's a lot of people that are skeptical about joining the space because they don't hear about the bull markets. They don't hear about the people that actually make a lot of money. They don't hear about the utilities and the tech behind those projects yet. Everything that they hear about is literally just projects going down, people losing money. That's when news sites, and that's when the standard traditional media is interested in crypto. It's when something bad happens.
So was it during the last bear market that you actually jumped in, or?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I would say that I started investing around 2018. Not to lie. Yeah. Around 2018. And I bought my first Ethereum, and I was just getting really, really into the space. There wasn't obviously as many projects back in the day on CoinMarketCap and CoinGecko as there are right now. There's like literally like 15, 16, 20,000, something like that. So this is a lot of projects that started emerging in the market. But I started investing in Ethereum, and I was just getting really into the space, really into the projects, really into the tech and the people, because I think the people are fantastic. I think, you know, the biggest brains and the most visionary people, they are actually transitioning from different markets, different industries. And they actually go into crypto now, to NFTs, metaverse, DeFi, you know, like it's amazing in terms of people and teams. It's fantastic.
And I agree with you. You know, in the bear market, you only hear all the bad news, and especially this bear market, there's a lot of projects that are building out a lot of products and services way more so than 4 years ago. And you just don't get that sense. You just have this sense. It's like this weird Ponzi scheme that's going to suddenly, you know, Bitcoin's going to somehow go to zero and everything else is going to get washed out. And that's just not a realistic scenario. I wanted to know, like, how did you get to come to work for Ferrum?
Yeah. So the way it actually started is still back in 2018. I really wanted to join crypto, and I was like thinking, oh, do you know what? This actually seems like, I always loved tech, and I was working in marketing for, I've been working in digital marketing for about 10 years now. And I've been working for digital companies and software houses, mobile apps, basically things that are related to either fintechs, financial products, or quite technological products and businesses. And naturally, I really wanted to start working in crypto, but back in the day, there wasn't a lot of opportunities because those projects started building. Obviously, it takes years sometimes to build a project, to build a product, to build a solution. And at that time, they didn't really need marketing because they were not going to market. They were not going to look for investors, retail investors, and they were not building their brands yet. But happily, this all started to change around 2019 and 2020, where a lot of great projects started emerging in the market. A lot of projects, they nearly finished building their solutions and their products. And what they naturally needed is to position themselves in the market somehow. They needed to build their brand awareness. They needed to build their communities and to generate new investors, new users for the products. So I started working for a company that was, it's not a bridge, but it, well, not like a token bridge, like the one that we have, but it was basically like an actual bridge between traditional finance and crypto. It still run in. It's a mobile app that allows you to purchase, it's not an exchange, but it allows you to purchase a portfolio. So specially curated portfolio is supposed to be a passive income for you. And you can buy it with euros, dollars, any kind of currency, basically using your credit or debit card. So it's not 100% Web3 because obviously you use your traditional debit card, credit card, but it's something that allows you to purchase crypto and to curate your diversified portfolio. So I think it's basically when I started. And I was just looking at some point to move forward to find an actual crypto project that runs on blockchain. And I came about to get to know Michael from Off the Chain. And Off the Chain is one of probably the best crypto recruitment agencies out there. And on our YouTube channel, we actually have an interview with Michael because Michael's been working with Ferrum for quite some time. And he recruited me. He found me. We had a couple calls. We had a discussion about what I was looking. And he matched me with Ian and the team here at Ferrum Network. And I had maybe five or six different calls with Ian and Nick and Michelle and Taha. Honestly, I was scared. I was like, oh my God, because it was really technical. I don't think I was ready for it in terms of like the technical aspects. But I was really, before each call, I was just preparing and I was just getting ready. And yeah, and then here I am. And we thought that this is actually quite a good match. And that was back in January this year. So it's been 6 months.
Cool. That's very cool. And what a great team to interview with. I had a really good time interviewing with all you guys. One question I'm going to throw a curveball at you. This isn't on the expected questions list, but it leads into the next question. And that is, you have a really in-depth, from my perspective and in my opinion, and I've worked with a lot of different people in a lot of different companies. You have a really good grasp of marketing for this day and age. Right, there's a lot more that goes into marketing today than even 4 or 5 years ago, or let alone 10 years ago. How did you learn everything that you know? I mean, because I really think it's an impressive breadth of skills that you have.
Sure, thank you so much. That's very kind. To be honest, I think it's literally, I've been spending such like enormous time online in terms of like marketing and PR and social media. And I started actually, I think that I was just like our generation, basically. We started, when we were like older teens, like I was 18, 19, and I started my uni course. I've got BA and master's in public relations and marketing communications. And when I was doing my degree, I started working even for free for different companies. They were obviously not tech companies, or just like tiny little local shops and, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. But that's also, there was a time when Facebook and Twitter and Instagram literally just started operating. So they looked completely different to what people can see right now. It was clunky. It wasn't great. Everyone started talking about social media, and everyone, like all businesses, wanted to be on social media. So I started working for those. Then when I graduated, I started working for different media buying agencies and marketing agencies in London, in the UK. And I was working on a lot of really cool projects. That's just basically how it started. But I was always very passionate about social media. And I was just, trying to do things my own way. And I was just trying to understand the algorithms. So, like, what does it make a post on Twitter or Instagram make it go viral? Like, how does it work, right? Right now it's much clearer. You know, you need to have engagement, you need to have this and that, but back in the day it wasn't that easy, and the algorithms were also just a little bit different. Now everything's more or less simplified.
Great. That sounds great. That makes sense. So what, being the director of marketing here at Ferrum, what does that entail, and what have you been doing the last since you've been here, and what are you working on now, and what are you looking forward to working on?
First of all, I don't think I am like a director of marketing or anything here. It's literally, we just do marketing. I don't even have an actual position.
Senior marketing position, because he's the go-to. Like, Tom's the go-to for everything marketing here at Ferrum. So we can say that.
Yeah, I think, I think that everyone has everyone at Ferrum has a good understanding of marketing and the right tools and channels. And literally that's what we do. I don't feel like it's just us two and Dave, well, three, because obviously David's also he's a wonderful, absolutely wonderful designer. I don't think that there's just a couple of people here. I think that everyone's really involved, and that's what I love about Ferrum, that you are expected to be involved not just in the team, in a department, aspect of business that you work in, like day to day, but you actually expand your knowledge. You help out and you collaborate with people from dev teams, from a sales team. And it's amazing. I love it because I learn something every single day. And I love that Ferrum actually brings a lot of value to my life, to my professional and private life. And also I have a feeling, that a lot of things that I do and I explain sometimes brings value to other people that didn't really have, didn't really know things, sometimes things that they have got to say. So I absolutely love it. And what we do everything to make Ferrum successful, I think. So it's literally utilizing all the channels and all the tools that we can to make Ferrum shine. It's engaging and building our community. It's finding new ways of improvement. So, like, literally right now it's super exciting because we are revamping our website. I don't want to talk to, I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't say. So I don't want to go too much into that, but we're doing that, and this is super exciting. This is going to be like literally Ferrum's website 2.0. There's a lot of new things that we want to add.
What would you say is your biggest win so far? Because you've gotten a lot done in the time that you've been here, and what are you most proud about?
Oh, that's difficult. That's difficult. I think something that I'm really proud about. I think that the podcast is one of the things, definitely, because we already have, I think, like just over 60 episodes in more or less 6 months time, and I think that's pretty cool. Those are great interviews. The format's really cool. There's a lot of series. There's some new things that we are introducing to our podcast series as well. So I'm super proud about that. But it's just, you know, those day-to-day things, because like I mentioned before as well, you need to, like, here, not just at Ferrum, but in the crypto space, if you work for a Web3 project, right, you need to understand that you're going to learn every single day. It's not easy. It's challenging. It gives you a lot of satisfaction, but it's not like going to a 9 to 5 office job, right? It's literally, it's so different because you learn every single day. Crypto is moving at such a fast pace that you need to be on top of it. You need to know what's trending. You need to know what's happening. You need to know literally everything about the space to feel comfortable doing this job. And so I think that this is also quite a big win for everyone at Ferrum, that we constantly have this passion and strength to move forward to move forward with the team, with Ferrum, and with the space.
Totally. And I mean, even with all, you know, the recent capitulation with Bitcoin, the team is got strong fortitude, unfazed. You know, after, I think it was a couple weekends ago, Bitcoin dropped, and I was like, I wonder what the meeting on Monday is going to be like. And it was like, let's do this. Let's just keep pumping away, you know? And I love that. What are you most excited about what we're working here at Ferrum right now? Like, what gets you going the most?
Oh God, everything, literally everything. I think, up until now, obviously Crucible's out. That's super cool. I love using Crucible, and I love going to Crucible and just checking my APRs and, you know, my rewards and everything. So that's super cool. But that's already pretty much out. It's probably in like one of the final stages of the beta. One of the most exciting things from our roadmap, I would say that's mainnet, obviously. That's the most exciting thing that we've got in development. So mainnet, 100%.
Very cool. I would agree. Me too. What are some of your favorite crypto projects right now?
FRM, and FRMX. Those tokens are the best.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly, right. That's why you're here. But apart from that, you know what? There's a lot of really cool projects that we are incubating right now, and I think they're really solid. I think they are completely different to what our community and everyone involved with Ferrum could see a couple years ago. I think we are literally on a certain level right now in terms of incubation. That those projects are top tier. And I think that's wonderful, because it just shows that Ferrum is it's constantly not just moving forward, but it's literally reaching really high levels in a space. I think Chibidinos I thought Chibidinos was a great idea, you know, when I first heard about it and when I first saw who's actually behind Chibidinos, and I was reading the tokenomics for them as well, but right now I feel that Chibidinos is actually going to be absolutely massive. Like, there's it just ticks all the boxes, you know, honestly.
Totally. It really does.
I can't say about a lot of things, but it's great. Some of the things that I've seen are, oh my God. Chibidinos, there's some YAGDAO. Do you know what, like, yeah, for just everyone just to catch up on the YAGDAO, there's a really cool video that we've done together with Ian, where we discuss some YAGDAO get kicks and
I'll include it in the description. If you're hearing this now, I'll include in the description of this video so you can check it out. It is a really good video. We kind of break down YAGDAO and a couple other projects that we're incubating.
And honestly, YAGDAO is just so much fun, and it's bringing like real life, you know, domes and estate to the NFT space, and you can rent it out, you can purchase it. Like, oh my God, I love it. It's so creative and it's so fun. And I think it's going to be trending really, really well, because people are just in love with those, getaways to the woods, to nature. And it's not just like big houses, but it's actually like really cozy. Don't absolutely love it. There's plenty of other projects, obviously. Those are.
Yeah, I think this morning we even saw a sneak peek of a property that YAGDAO is considering. And,
nice.
You know, I want to finish with this question that you came up with. And I love this question. For anyone that's taking the time to watch this video and is watching our videos, especially if you're new to crypto, what would you say to someone who's just getting started in crypto? Like, any advice, or, you know, what would your words of sage words of advice be?
Yeah, do you know what? This was one of my favorite questions when I was coming up with them. And I think that people can get nowadays, because it's different, right? It's different right now in crypto. It's completely different to what it was 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I think people can get really overwhelmed, because let's think about it. There's literally 5 years ago, there was probably like a couple hundred projects, you know, listed on CoinMarketCap. Now, like I said, you know, it's probably around 20,000. Every single day, there's new projects coming out. Some of them are obviously going to fail. Some of them are going to win. Some of them are going to bring wonderful, wonderful solutions to our lives. And what I think it's important not to get too overwhelmed. Find a community. I think that's the top one. That's the one I just want to talk about. That's the one advice. Find a community. Find a project somewhere. Read about them. Watch YouTube videos. Don't watch just one YouTuber or one influencer. Watch a lot of them. See what they've got to say. One of my favorite YouTubers and influencers is Guy from Coin Bureau. I do recommend to go and check it out. He doesn't have any advertisements on his channel. He doesn't even have ads allowed before his videos. He doesn't want anyone to be scammed. He would never give you any opinions or reviews on the tokens or coins. He's literally, all he's doing, he's taking the technology behind each crypto project, and he just talks about what it actually is, what it means, how possible it is, what kind of development or what phases, etc. He's just basically telling you what the project's about. And find those projects that you feel like this is actually a really good idea. There's plenty of different niches. Back in the day, there was not NFTs, there was no metaverse, nobody really talked about this. But now you've got DeFi, you've got metaverses, you've got NFTs. There's so many different niches within crypto. Find the one that you feel really passionate about, find the one that you, you're really interested in. It's going to help you understand it much better in terms of the tech, specs, and what they want to achieve. And go to their Discord channels, go to their Telegram channels, and see what the community is all about. Ask questions. If you go to, let's say, if you go to Ethereum's Telegram, right, and you ask a question, something about the Ethereum token, about the utility, about the products, about something that's not clear to you, and you really want to find some answers. Honestly, hand to my heart, there's going to be loads of people that will be helpful. They will guide you to the right links. They will literally help you out. And if anyone's going to message you, try to scam you, they will try to protect you with all their lives. Honestly, find a good community. Find a community that is going to be helpful and you're going to make friends with. That's a sign of a great project that has a really highly educated community. And also, we're all available on Telegram, on Discord. Ian's there literally like 24/7, and he's usually the first one to actually answer all the questions. And I don't think you find that in a lot of communities. The top team members are actually that responsive and that helpful.
Totally. I think that's a great point. And, you know, if it is hard to get in touch with the team, maybe they have something to hide. And if a team is easy to get in touch with, that's because they're wanting to connect with their community. And that is really important. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time with me. Looking forward to doing more videos with you and working with you, and can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you so much for inviting me here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ferrum Network is a pioneer in ushering in the era of interoperability 2.0. Ferrum Network's mainnet nodes and related infrastructure will bring value, data, and functional interoperability to every chain in the industry. Ferrum also specializes as a multi-chain blockchain as a service DeFi company, adding deflationary mechanisms, token utility, and advisory services to projects across the crypto space.